For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri education officials still don't know when COVID-19 vaccines will be available for teachers. Education Department spokesperson Mallory McGowan told the state board yesterday that only healthcare workers within schools can be vaccinated in phase 1A of the state's vaccine plan.
As we speak, plans are being developed for school nurses to be vaccinated. Then all of the remaining educators and school staff members fall within 1B.
McGowan says teachers won't be the only ones who can get vaccinated in the next round. Janitors, bus drivers, food service, and other school employees will be eligible too. But so far, Missouri hasn't gotten as many doses of the vaccine as anticipated. Republican Senator Josh Hawley faced more calls for his resignation yesterday from Democrats and a Missouri labor union. Hawley was a leader of efforts to challenge the 2020 presidential election results and voted to question the Electoral College count, even after a mob of President Donald Trump supporters broke into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Since then, several supporters and financial donors have cut ties with him. Democrats in the Missouri House yesterday filed a resolution urging Hawley to resign. Also, a small group of protesters stood outside the St. Louis Federal Courthouse, chanting, "Josh Hawley has to go." Construction workers have the highest rate of opioid overdose deaths of any occupation in the country. As Shayla Farzon reports, a new analysis from Washington University finds these workers are often prescribed opioids for their chronic injuries.
Amanda Dace has worked as a plumber in St. Louis for two decades. The work is very physical, lifting toilets, climbing ladders, and she says it takes a toll.
I have a lot of knee pain. If I have a long drive home, by the time I get home, it's hard to move, get out of the car. I'll be honest with you.
New research from WashU finds more than 40% of construction workers in Missouri, Kansas, and southern Illinois had muscle and joint injuries each year. Compared to other conditions, about 1 in 4 workers with these injuries received a new opioid prescription, and they were much more likely to become dependent on them. The authors say doctors must be extremely careful when prescribing opioids and explore other forms of pain management. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Security has been increased at the Missouri Capitol following last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol and an FBI warning of potential armed protests at state capitals across the country. Missouri Capitol Police called in park rangers and highway patrol troopers yesterday to bolster their ranks. The Missouri House also approved a rule change, giving its sergeant-at-arms police powers and the ability to hire trained law enforcement officers. The move came as some lawmakers expressed concerns about their safety and suggested the Capitol Police were not sufficiently staffed or equipped. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.